You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning, happy Friday to you. You know what is the nicest sight I see on my computer screen that Todd put up for us?
Friday?
No negative signs.
Oh, yeah. That's
Look
true.
At that. All above Close. Water. Close. Green Bay, 2 degrees. Appleton, 9. Balmy, 9.
Yeah, let's go.
Oshkosh, 4. Okay, so is it... Okay. We need to talk to Brittany or somebody about this. Think about that. We got two. I'm burping here. I'm drinking my Le Croix water.
Okay, I'm good.
So, Green Bay is 2 degrees. Oshkosh is 4 degrees. Appleton is 9 degrees. Is that all water related?
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
I thought that's like a Winnebago and the Bay Effect, and then Appleton doesn't have
anything. Well, I have to ask Brittany.
Yeah.
I don't know that Winnebago is big enough to have that much of an
to
effect.
Influence?
Like,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, but you hear the lake effect. Do you ever hear them say Winnebago effect?
No. I would think like wind chill. I've been someplace on Winnebago when that wind comes like from the east comes up. You know what I mean? I think that carries some of the cold with it.
I think it's more those spaghetti lines she was talking about.
I mean, Winnebago's
about.
Big though.
Yeah, it is.
Wow. I mean, for a lake, Winnebago is huge.
Spaghetti lines?
Remember she was talking about jet streams, how it looks like spaghetti?
And oh, it moves gotcha.
The air around.
Oh.
And that's why.
The isobars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I miss that.
The pressure systems moving clockwise or counterclockwise direction.
You usually take copious notes.
The Saskatchewan screamer is coming down.
You know, I think me in meteorology school would be the same as me in physics. Halfway through the syllabus, I walk out.
Here's the thing. I always wanted to be a weatherman. Like I
did. You?
But I didn't want to go to school for it. I just wanted to be a weatherman. You know, I wanted to be able to know enough about weather. And then present it, but I didn't want to have to do the forecast.
Okay. If we're going back to our eras, I don't think it was as scientific as it is now. Do you?
I think a lot of them got the information from the National Weather Service.
That's what I mean. Yeah. It just kind of.
I want to go back to when they actually had to draw on the maps with markers.
Oh, man. Okay? That was cool. I remember that.
Weathermen today are different. But I think they were more scientists back then.
Do you?
I do.
Jackie Brockington was she was a weathercaster, right?
You remember Jackie Brockington?
Absolutely.
Wow, I'm surprised.
I'm old, man.
Because we're talking 1972 with Jackie Brockington. No. I know that for a fact, and here's the reason. Because I used to, you know what I grew up loving? And this is going to sound, I believe that because you did it then. I loved watching those Packer shows. And there was one with Bob Schultz, the Bart Starr show, which was, he was great. And then there was one, it was Doug Hart and Jim Carter, and I think Fuzzy Thurston and Jackie Brockington used to do a little bit during every show. And that's when I remember Jackie Brockington. And it was like,
was that John Brockington's wife?
Yeah. You talk about a power couple. I mean, John Brockington was like literally as good as anybody in the NFL at the time.
Wow, she was a weather person?
And she was the weather person at Channel 11.
Did she know anything about weather?
No.
She looked good. I mean, she was,
Maybe you guys are right then. Because weather, I thought, became more of a theater with, who's the guy that did Willard Scott? All the 100-year-old birthdays, and then Al Roker. You know, I don't know that those
guys
are.
They were kind of like the goofy guys sometimes.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But
remember, Channel 6 in Milwaukee had a puppet cat.
Right.
The alley cat, right? I don't remember the cat's name, but they had a puppet with the weatherman.
You're right.
Wow.
Okay. I remember when I visited my sister in Milwaukee, and there was a guy that did that. You're correct. And I want to say there was something in Green Bay, too. Was there some kind of a goofy guy? Somebody text us, please. Text me or whomever. Wasn't there a goofy weatherman in Green Bay? Because we had one in Tucson. Anyway, he wasn't, like, super goofy, but his name was Alpha. You know, had a nickname, had a big afro, and kind of, was kind of like the goofy weatherman. But that used to be a little bit of a thing if there
Isn't
was to be
that. Or that Gene Shalit, but he was that was
Gene,
the,
yeah,
no, that, but he no, wasn't. But he wasn't weather.
Movie. That, he looked exactly like my weatherman.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I remember that guy.
Exactly. Yeah. Big mustache, big whatever, kind of a character. They were like characters.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And now they're like a lot more scientific. It's at least that's how it seems.
Again, I think they got it from the National Weather Service, but their job was to present it in an entertainment kind of
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
Yes, totally.
That's exactly right. Make it entertaining.
Yep. And they all changed their names.
Yes.
And weather with Storm Kennedy. Oh. You know?
Yeah.
It's like,
So that really
makes it more theater when they change their name.
I got to be honest with you, though. I got a crush on somebody.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay, is it a weather person?
Is it a weatherman?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, not a man. No,
it's a female.
It's the one on like Good. Is she on
ABC?
Not,
okay.
Is it Ginger ZZ?
Yeah,
Ginger Z.
Ginger Z. I got a crush on her.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Now, is that a real name? Because that sounds like some sort of tea, doesn't
it's
it?
It's got to be a made-up name.
I'll have a cup of Ginger Z with a side of lemon.
Hey, I'll have a side of Ginger Z. Hey, how you doing? Hey, nice haircut, Todd.
Yes.
6:11 on a Friday morning. And we're
right.
Nice haircut. Yeah.
Thank
Where do you.
You
get your haircut?
I have a friend who does it for free.
Nice.
Are you serious?
Yep. I ain't going to pay for a haircut.
Well, then they're so expensive.
I pay like $32 for a haircut. Yeah.
For that?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
All right. Ding, ding. He's got the bell. Here,
give me one, Jim.
There we
Thank
go.
You.
I got it over here somewhere. All right. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm in a good mood. It's Friday.
It is Friday, February 21st. It is Sticky Bun Day. Boy, those things cheese curd Nick brought in the other day were
cinnamon rolls.
Fantastic. They were fantastic. You know what's funny? I remember when I was first doing GB basketball games and we'd fly to Lake Detroit, and it's like for the first year, every time I was in one of those airports, I don't know why Detroit stands out, but they'd have the Cinnabons.
Yeah.
And you walk down that corridor.
Oh, man, they invented that.
Oh, mm-hmm. Talk about marketing.
Yeah.
A perfect niche.
Hey, tomorrow with that coffee crawl, I think there's cinnamon. Isn't there sticky bun cinnamon with the Northland with their coffee?
Is there?
Didn't she say that? Did she say that? I think she did. Anyway, yes, those are great with coffee.
Actually, Jerry from Reidsville here says
they're great with
Stanley
anything.
Siegel.
Was,
yes.
Was that the guy's name?
Well, he did a little
bit
of everything.
He was a little weird.
He was, okay.
He drove that Volkswagen into the water, right?
Yep. And then he also, I think he got fired. I don't know why he'd get fired.
No, he did.
But he got fired either for that to see if, because Volkswagen did a big national campaign, Volkswagen's don't sink or something.
Waterproof
right?
or something. Yeah.
But then he did another one where he wore scuba gear and he went into a big bathtub with Jell-O. He wanted to become a human Jell-O
mold?
Thing.
A
yes,
human Jell-O
a human
mold?
Jell-O mold.
I don't remember that.
Oh, you didn't remember that? I don't remember. I mean, I worked there like about 5 years after he left. Then I want to say he went to New York.
Yeah, I was just going to say that as much as, you know, he's in Little Green Bay, he actually went to be kind of big, didn't he?
He went to New York.
Yeah.
I mean, like CBS in New York.
Yeah.
Big and then I think he had his own syndicated TV show.
Wow.
For a while.
Stanley Siegel.
Yeah.
Funny.
Terry says Lauren Larson. Who is Lauren Larson? I love Lauren Larson, says Terry. Terry, who's Lauren Larson? Is that local or national?
I'll throw it. It's NBC 26.
Oh, okay. Yep. All right. Thank you, Terry. But yeah, Stanley Siegel, I think he died. Well, I mean, that was a long time ago. He was on the air. But yeah, Stanley Siegel was like the goofy weather guy here. Happy birthday to Jennifer Love Hewitt, Billy Baldwin. Christopher Atkins. Hey, you know his book I almost bought the other day I actually picked it up at Barnes & Noble and read it for a while. Your buddy. And this is, okay, I'm going to be honest with you on something. I went through, you know where they have the pictures in the middle of the book?
Yeah.
I went through to see if just by chance it was anything in Green Bay. Eric Roberts. His autobiography.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to say, check the picture, see if he was like you and him together in the, you played cons together or whatever. Mary Chapin Carpenter, 67. What song did she have out?
Down at the Twist and Shout. She did that song that was kind of big around.
I know the name. Mary Chapin Carpenter.
Country star.
Okay. Mm. Kelsey Grammer, 70. He had a good gig just being himself. Didn't he, though? Because when you see him on shows, he was pretty much that kind of a guy.
Isn't there a little backstory on him, though?
Yeah.
He had some drugs and stuff
like
that.
Okay, that's what it was.
That big crash back in the day.
That's what it was. Yeah.
She had a song called Shut Up and Kiss Me, I Feel Lucky.
I Feel Lucky.
That's it.
Okay, got it. Tyne Daly, who was, they had that great show, Cagney and Lacey.
Oh, yeah.
Hugely popular back in the day.
Remember what happened with that? So CBS canceled it, and people got so upset about it that they wrote a CBS, and it actually brought the show back.
Mm-hmm. I thought, that was back. Yeah, there was something.
Well,
that was back in the day, right?
Yeah, well, you could do that with shows.
Right.
You know, people, their voice actually carried, and it was letters.
Yeah, people like, actually mailed in.
Real letters. Right. Did she marry, do I have this wrong, or did she marry Link from the Mod Squad? I loved the Mod Squad. Julie Lipton, remember?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Who's this?
It's Cagney and Lacey.
Oh, yeah, that is. Wow, I didn't catch that.
I wish I had a seat. Okay, I was informed by our people here, such as Amanda and Jesse, who work with us the other day, in an insulting term, okay, in an insulting way of telling me this, people don't use CDs at all anymore, like discs.
Yeah.
Because it's like I told myself, oh, my God, I bought a terrible computer. You can't play a disc in it. Like, well, nobody uses discs anymore. When?
No, discs, like in your car, you mean?
Like a CD, okay? But when you got a computer.
You put music in there? Or what's in there?
No, no, no. Whatever. I get a lot of pictures and old videos and stuff on discs.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What's up with him today?
It's Friday. Sorry.
He's supposed to be the normal one.
Yeah.
Got a text here. I remember when Siegel shaved his legs on the air with Nair.
Oh,
says
man.
Terry. Wow.
That would be that, but that was Stanley Siegel doing that weird stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that was too much for. Why not? Pole vaulted him into a.
Well,
bigger, or maybe they let him. I don't know if they let him go.
You know what? I'll tell you what TV used to be, okay? I'll tell you exactly what TV used to be. It's like, oh, you got to be original. You got to be funny. You got to be different. You got to be different. Okay. And they hire people to be that. And then all of a sudden they get letters. We hate this guy. It's like, boy, you're a little different. Yeah. You know what I mean? They hire you to be a certain something.
But think about it. I mean, the stability of a Walter Cronkite or even a Chuck Ramsey, and then you get these clowns that come in here. You know, there's just,
but it was that
era. Yin and yang.
They were trying to get away from the stoic.
Okay. Yeah.
To be more entertainment.
Right.
And then they did that. But then management at times, then they would be like, oh, no, oh, I didn't know you were going to be that way. Exactly.
Much.
But it's like, this is what you hired me to do.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, Todd, you ever talk with Murph about his early days?
No.
He was, so when Murphy came here, who became obviously legendary, amazingly successful, he was here, I think, for about 2 or 3 weeks. And Duke Wright called him in and says, listen, this isn't working. We're gonna give you another couple of weeks, and then we're gonna let you go.
Yep.
Well, at least he gave him 2 weeks. Some of you guys, you hear these stories. Just they walk done, in and say, boom,
all the time.
Well, you guys know corporate's in town today, right?
Yeah, they are.
They want a meeting at 9:30. Just so you know.
What?
Corporate's in town for the Christmas party.
I take back all the early stuff I said.
They love corporate.
Come on, what?
Whatever you guys want.
Ginger Z? No, I didn't know she is. Cody Krepline going to be here real soon. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good night.
What is this?
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Oh, passionate kisses.
All right, you're making me nervous with that.
Me too. Got a text here from Nancy. She says, good morning. Mary Chapin Carpenter is also the person that sings Passionate Kisses, which is a song that came up a while ago on the show. Nancy, when did Passionate Kisses come up on the show?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
I'm sure it did. We never remember what we talked about.
No, we don't.
We don't. I mean, literally from hour to hour, right, we don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah, no idea. Zero idea.
Most common line. Where were we?
Yeah. Hey, Christopher Atkins, 64 today. Was he Blue Lagoon?
Yes.
They say, I was reading a thing, they could literally go back in time if somebody wanted to and charge those people with
cruelty to children.
Like
or whatever.
Like people are like in retrospect shocked that movie was ever made.
They were young.
Oh, geez, Lord God. That's, yeah. One other thing I want to talk about today with March coming up. Okay, and you said it's going to be, 43?
It could be 43 on Monday, Tuesday. 41, 43.
That's beautiful.
That's awesome.
That's awesome thing. I need to find, because this is my summer of biking. This is my summer of biking.
I thought last year was.
So did I.
Wasn't it?
Until, okay, if I had a good bike seat. But remember I got that rash or whatever?
No.
Yeah, remember because...
Yeah, I do. I was just
Mark
kidding.
Houston That's
all you talked about
ball.
It for 3 weeks. Yeah.
So, anyway, I want to talk with people out there. I want to go on like some like bike cruises.
Don't do it.
Why?
Because you're going to be the guy that's, can you slow down?
No.
Or they're taking breaks when, okay, it's like running. It's like if you're going to run a marathon.
I've given up on running. After my Achilles, I've given up on that.
You got to find people that are as qualified or I guess I should say unqualified as you to do one of those 50, 80, 100 mile bike things.
Well, not 80, those are 100 tough, miles. John. I'd like to do 20. Are there any bike groups where I'll do 20 miles? But I got to get a good seat. I got to get the cushioned seat because my thighs rub.
I'm starting over. I talked to my doctor. I said, I want to start over. I want to recommit if you recommit.
Me too, but I've had to accept my body breaking down when I try to do certain things. And even when we had Mark in here last week and we talked to him again today, that is the least impact you do to your body.
Well, swimming.
Well, yeah, but I don't want to swim.
Yeah. So I said to him, look, I did that whole heart test. Remember I told you that? You know, it's cost a fortune. And I said, look, I get winded. He goes, it's because you're out of shape.
Thank
you, Doc. But I'm going to get in better shape.
And but every time I try getting in shape, what do?
I'm running.
I walk a lot or I run or I do something. And what happens? My thing gets inflammatory. I got inflammatory joints.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Biking. I was just reading a thing about that. It's like this is the summer of biking. You'll never get in better shape. You'll never feel better. You won't do anything cardiovascularly that's better for you.
Who said that? What are we talking about?
I was reading this in Men's Health. I read Men's Health, Jim.
I don't believe they said biking.
Biking is the best. Well, swimming, I'm going to back off. You're right. Swimming is the best.
It's easier
biking is number two for the least, the most amount of good stuff with the least amount of hurting your body. Running is the worst. And even walking on hard pavements can be bad. And and I realize that.
Yeah.
So March has always been, like St. Patrick's Day, my birthday, has always been the time where like I'd bring out the bike for the first,
right,
because it's warm.
That's recommitment.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be warm next week. I'm starting my new biking career.
Again. Okay.
Todd, write this down.
Talk about
Todd.
Filling time.
Todd,
okay.
1,000 miles.
By the end of the summer?
You're not
going to do 1,000 miles.
Okay. I'll take that bet.
Okay. How's this, Jim? I'm gonna tell you something. I will pay you $1 for every mile under 1,000 I do between now and Labor Day.
And what? That's just my side. What? Then I'm going to pay you for every mile you do over?
You don't have to do anything except give me homage.
Give it to the homeless
what
shelter.
What if
we got to do something better.
I got it. We were talking about, what's the weather guy's name we were talking about?
Stanley Siegel?
Let's do a Stanley Siegel. If you do 1,000 miles between now and Labor Day, we do a human jello mold with the mayor.
I'm in.
In the studio or out on the street.
1,000%. I'm not, okay, listen to me.
I'm not doing that.
I'm taking that back. Listen to what I'm taking back. 1,000 miles?
Yeah.
By the 4th of July.
Okay, this is what we're going to do. 1,000 miles, this is what we're going to do. For every mile you do under that, you donate $1 to the new community shelter.
Yes.
For every mile you do over that, I'll donate $1 to whatever you want.
One of my veteran guys.
We're going to cap it at 200.
Deal.
Just in case you break your leg. I don't want you to have to pay me $1,000.
So we're not going to do the human jello mold?
No.
I would do that too.
That's over there.
Let's do that. I got to get a hold of somebody from Channel 11 that was there when Stanley Siegel was there. I think there's video out there of it.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's what got him fired.
We're right on the water. We can drive a Volkswagen into the
River.
No, that's something we can do.
I told you, I got some buddies out there that are listening right now that threw a car off the Tower Drive Bridge.
Well, that was not legal.
That was not legal at all, but they did it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably still there.
Yeah.
I know, not legal. But anyway, Cody's here.
All right, Cody.
Cody, come in here.
Well, we got about 2 minutes.
All right, Cody, just
something else we got to touch on, though. Are you following? I know we don't talk a lot of politics or news here. Are you following the Fort Knox thing?
No. Oh, I don't know what's
going
on
there.
Well, so Fort Knox is where we have our gold supply, right?
Yep.
You can Kentucky. And,
it's a big tank area.
Yeah, but it's where we keep our gold supply.
Right.
That has not been audited for 50 years.
Okay.
And they're going in.
Okay.
If there's gold, I mean, they're going to have some splaining to do.
Splaining. If that gold, Roosie, like you got some splaining to do.
But I think, and Rand Paul's been trying to get in there. You know, he's a senator, and they wouldn't, I don't know, there's just some politics of getting in there. So I think next week they're going to go in and do an audit. That's going to be interesting, because if that's not there.
If what's not there?
Gold.
Oh.
If it's not all there.
What happens then?
I think maybe, I don't know. I just wonder who took it, because it's a military base, right?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
That's a big deal right now.
Is this going to be like Al Capone's vault?
Exactly. Yeah, and maybe nothing right
Geraldo?
With that. Right.
Geraldo.
I actually felt bad for him that night. I watched that whole thing.
I did too.
Well, they promoted that. Oh, my God. Yes.
There were like a couple of empty bottles in there.
Yeah. Right.
I'll never forget. I got a bottle.
I tell you, they better open that up, and it better be shining a whole bunch of gold. If they find nothing in there.
That's interesting.
Anyway, that's kind of like what's a current event in the news with everything else. But
okay,
that's a fun one.
Who texted that, Todd? Who
just texted? Todd from DePere.
Todd, you know what? Why do you have to discourage a person, Todd? How long before John starts making excuses with his ailments?
A listener. Thank you, Todd, for listening.
4th of July, 1,000 miles. I'm actually getting a little odometer put it on my bike.
Do it.
Oh, no, wait. We got to We got to think about that. That's a really good point. How are we going to confirm odometers. This? There's you can cheat on those things.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
My nose up.
I tried.
In his apartment spinning the wheel.
Exactly.
I tried selling a car one time and turning back the odometer. He's going to put it on his. Harder than you think. Back after this.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. With a major warm-up headed our way and temperatures tapping the 40s, remember that no ice is safe ice. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us what to look out for.
Watch out for weak points, like ice shoves or spots along the shoreline that still have currents running under, or dams, inlets, and outlets. Experts say that ice may be good enough to support you in one place and possibly not in another. So check ice depth frequently. And if you do fall into icy waters, remain calm and attempt all measures to get out safely. Bring an ice pick with you and never go out on the ice alone.
The Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, is bringing its cuts to Green Bay. The agency, run by billionaire Elon Musk, listed contracts and lease cancellations to save over $55 billion. Among those cancellations is the termination of a lease of about 1,000 square feet of the Social Security Administration building on Dousman in Green Bay. That amounts to about 10% of the available space in the building. The owner of the building says it was constructed specifically for that agency, which is its only tenant. Now that he's presented it to the state and to the legislature on Tuesday, what's next for Governor Tony Evers' proposed state budget? The Democratic governor wants to use a little less than half of the state government's current $4.3 billion surplus on tax relief. His budget now heads to the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, where Senator Howard Markline is the co-chair. The Republican from Spring Green cautioned that the surplus is largely one-time money and pledged that Republicans will be cautious as they work to build a new budget. Markline says any tax cuts from Republicans will be affordable and won't create a structural deficit in the future. The Joint Finance Committee will jettison nearly all of Evers' plan as it builds a new budget, but the governor will be able to exercise his significant veto authority on the finished product. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick. Drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Details coming soon. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Friday morning. 2 degrees in Green Bay, 9 degrees in Appleton, 4 degrees in Oshkosh. Here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh.
Okay, whoever sent this most recent Texan is exactly what I was thinking.
It's just mean.
Exactly.
Our listeners are just mean to me.
Exactly. So, John, it said he's going to bike 1,000 miles by July 4th.
Yeah.
And you can start today if you want.
Got to get a new seat.
Yeah. okay, that's a part of it. Like Todd said,
I don't know if Mark has that bomb anymore.
3 months to buy a bike. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we put this. You're gonna like this, Cody.
Hey, Cody. Love your travel mugs, by the way.
Thank you for the gift.
So, okay.
If Johnny bikes over 1,000 miles between now and July 4th, for every mile he goes over, I'm gonna donate $1 to some charity, whatever charity he wants.
A veterans fund that we'll come up with. Okay.
And every mile that he doesn't,
I donate to the homeless shelter.
To the homeless shelter where I work. But we had to cap it at 200 because I didn't want to take all $1,000 from him.
Why not?
And okay, go, Todd.
He doesn't have it.
Todd, can you go back to that text? I want to read that mean text.
Yeah.
Or read the mean text from somebody. But they didn't sign a name, did they?
Oh, yeah, I've got the name.
We don't want to. Yeah.
I could see John, I'm reading this, I could see John installing an odometer, then zip tying the bike to a treadmill, then claiming it 10,000 miles, yet he still gets winded tying his shoes.
I like it. That's somebody who knows you.
Got a text though. Vintage Rose has sticky buns for Sticky Bun Day. Have you ever been to Vintage Rose, Cody?
No.
That is such a wonderful place.
Shearing Road to the West.
Okay.
It's super easy to find.
I can't think of the name of that street. When you turn it. Yeah. But anyway, it is such a great place. I mean, I would go there right now and buy a sticky bun and one of their cups of coffee that was just amazing.
Make it even easier to get there, though. It's 41 if you're going. It's to the west, right?
Yeah.
So, and then the first roundabout, you just stay to the right. So you take the first exit on the roundabout, and it's right there.
Okay.
So it's not like whatever street that is.
I cannot think of that street. Or you could take that access road.
No, just
give me a lot of big
fan. I'm a big fan of access roads. I'm just being honest. Hi, Cody.
Good morning.
How are you? Where's Smoke?
He's at home.
Ah, man.
It's too cold for him today.
Hey, what would Milton be like if, like, Smoke was here and you, like, petted him and, you know, snuggled him and then went home? Would he smell that?
Or
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
They get jealous.
And that's like, what are they, 10,000 better noses than we have?
Yep.
I mean, dogs are unbelievable when it comes to... No, they can tell. If I go to someone's house and, you know, he comes home and, like, you cheating on me?
Yep.
You know.
We're with Cody, okay.
Coupling.
So, my wife's family knows your family, right? They're like, do they just play cards together or something?
Something like that.
Okay, she says I pronounced your name wrong.
It's Crepeline.
Okay, I pronounced it wrong this whole time. For 2 years, you've never told me that.
No, because... Well,
I say line. I say Crepeline.
Yeah. So many people say it wrong. I've just gotten used to it.
Okay.
Well, as long as they get Cody right. Actually, as long as they get Sloppy... Hog barbecue, right? That's what they got to get right. You have been great food, and you set up the real deal.
I've been going.
And you
want to
talk? Okay, we were just talking about being in the airport in Detroit when you could smell the sticky buns, away with your food. Same type of thing.
Yeah,
that wafting smell really draws people, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, I've been going since 11 yesterday.
Cooking or burning? Todd doesn't leave the booth.
Smoking.
Is that your rig up there? Oh, man.
Yeah. Truck and trailer. Smoke is still rolling. Nothing's on right now, but the fire's still burning.
So what is the number one seller that you have?
Todd's going out to take some pictures. Oh. We'll put those online as quick as possible.
Brisket. Cool. Is that the
brisket?
Yeah, probably, right?
Brisket and pulled pork.
Yeah.
I'm trying something new today over at the dispensary.
In which dispensary?
The headquarters one on Ullman.
In Howard?
Howard, okay. Behind Meyer.
Right.
Okay. Over by Johnny Junk.
Okay.
So let's just tell people, and we want to support you because you're a veteran and you're very generous with what you do, but you also have, like, some of the best barbecue ever because you spend, like you said, 48 hours just getting the grill ready. I want to talk to people. So you go into Meyer, you don't go to the parking lot, you go behind them, right?
You go behind them and you go to the right.
Okay.
Over the railroad tracks, follow the road, and you'll see a sign for the dispensary.
Right.
And I'll have flags up so you'll see.
And Cody Crepeline, Sloppy Hog Barbecue.
And when are you setting up shop?
I will be ready to serve at 9 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going all the way till 7 o'clock if I make it that long.
Now, tell us about your rig that is parked 12 feet away from us.
Right outside the window.
So it's a 500-gallon smoker. I can fit up to a 300-pound pig, which will serve about 500 people at a wedding.
Wow.
And then You so with that, then you must stop and get some buns and the condiments and all that, or how does
I
that
do
work?
The whole thing. That's right. You know, it's one stop shop.
So
you know,
you're okay. So somebody comes to your place at 9 o'clock in Howard behind Myers.
Yeah,
behind Myers. What do you have to offer them?
Pulled pork, brisket, ribs, chicken leg, a sloppy brat, which is a brat split open with cream cheese and cheddar cheese on top. Smoked
wow.
for 2 hours.
Did you bring any of those with you by any chance?
No,
don't.
Oh my God, does that sound good?
No,
don't.
Say that again. I just got like a warm feeling. The reason I struggle to lose weight, I think, is I love certain good food so much. Just say what you just said again.
So it's a brat split open.
Okay.
With a slab of cream cheese.
Okay.
Wow.
Sprinkled with cheddar cheese on top. Smoked for about 2 hours.
Unbelievable.
And it's a merchant's meats style.
Where are they on? I don't know that.
Brussels up in Door County. It's one of their signature brats.
Yeah, that's merchant's. Is
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
How long is your... Because, okay, I don't want to get you in trouble legally.
No, I think he's good.
No, but so you got a fire going right now in your rig here?
No.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Just
no,
that
smoke.
Would be good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just...
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's just smoldering.
Well, I saw the smoke coming
out. They talk about his permit. He's good with his permit. I just thought you were like, okay.
No, and...
And merchants is... just got to give them a plug. I mean, that place is so awesome. That's where I get... When I have my... Christmas parties, if we do smoke turkey or anything.
Oh, yeah. What about about the tenderloin at your party? Where's that from?
That's from... Is that from Merchants? I think it is. Why?
It looks so good.
John got there late. I don't know what happened.
I didn't get there late, Jim.
That's right. I cut you off. Anyway, that is a great place. Look, I know you're a great chef, but... You need to start with really good quality food too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that really helps.
I mean, if you don't, it's kind of hard to turn a turd into a piece of gold.
But we try every morning on this show.
We do. We're shining. We get here early.
How important is the wood? Because I know a lot of you guys are real particular about what you burn.
Yeah. So
if you burn bad wood, you're not going to have great food.
Exactly.
Right?
Okay. And if you burn too much of one wood, some people aren't going to like it because it's going to be too heavy in smoke flavor.
Oh.
So I run a third, a third, a third.
Of what?
Hickory, cherry, and ash.
Where do you get those from? I mean, you just can't go...
Semi-loads.
Okay.
I brought in 3 semi-loads this year, and I'm hoping it'll be enough to last me a year and a half.
So it's all dried?
Yeah.
Wow. And then how long, like for your brisket, how long do you let that simmer? Or whatever you cut. Smoke.
That was 18 hours.
Right.
Wow. That's
awesome. And that you can tell when you eat it that this is not
thrown together.
Yeah.
I mean, that's grandma stuff. You know, it's just
18 hours.
Yeah. That 2 hours with that smoked brat. I mean, think about that. Who cooks brats for more than, 8 minutes?
That's slow and slow.
I know.
Wow.
My brisket's been, I've been told my brisket tastes like prime rib.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
sloppy hog barbecue.
And why is there something special about this event? Are you just partnering with these guys, or how does it?
So me and the owner of the dispensary actually deployed together, and a bunch of the guys there, and I used their product. Yeah.
Or Afghanistan.
Iraq.
Okay.
And Afghanistan, maybe, depending who you're talking to.
Yeah.
And, you know, so. And it comes back to that camaraderie.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, even though we're out of the service, we're still sticking together.
There's a brotherhood.
Supporting each other. So we're just trying to get more awareness for each other's business. And
awesome. Well,
that's great as a vet to, spend time with these other guys, have that camaraderie. But, I mean, you love what you're doing. You bring your dog with you and you make a great product. Where did you learn this trade?
To get out of my head, I needed something, so I got into cooking.
Yeah.
I'm
trying that, too.
I don't think it's working for you.
For both of you guys, though, I mean, that would be like me being in a garage with a bunch of old barnwood making a birdhouse or something.
Yeah.
That's my place.
Yeah.
And for you guys, it's cooking.
Yeah. It's,
my psychiatrist told me to make candles.
Candles?
Can you believe that? I'm like, no. That's the last time I saw him. Yeah. I'm like, what? You know, you can be creative with candles. You put stones in them or you put them in water and you're like giving stuff away. And I'm like, no, that ain't going to happen. So
start playing with epoxy.
I like smelling it. Yeah. Cody, this is awesome what you're doing though, buddy. How much did that rig cost? You didn't build that, did you?
I did.
You did. You built that. You are one of those guys. That's awesome. You know how there's always that guy that can do anything, that can build anything?
Where do you get something like that? I built it.
I built garage. It. Unbelievable.
I looked at the price tags and I didn't like them, so I said, sorry, too bad.
That's incredible.
I can build it for way, way cheaper.
So you run that off the generator then through your truck?
No, it's just running off of gas.
Oh, okay.
That's just running the fridge. I got a bigger one to hook into when I run all the warmers.
Okay, so, you got smoke. You're parked out here. You got smoke coming out of a chimney.
Yeah.
What's that coming from? That's what I'm saying.
A smoldering fire.
Okay. So when that wood, I know all those are extremely hardwoods. Do you use apple at all? Because I know some guys up in the UP, we had a bunch of apple trees in our property. They always wanted apple wood. Do you
use
that?
I will.
Okay.
I will, but it just so happened I got into a commercial cherry farmer that was getting rid of about 800 cherry trees.
Oh, wow.
Got them for free.
Wow. Can you stick around?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. We're with Cody Kreplin.
There you go.
Was that good?
Yep.
Wow. For years, I've been saying it wrong. What'd you tell me? Sloppy Hog Barbecue at the dispensary in Howard. Back after this. Other kids are starving in Japan, so eat it.
Just eat it. You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. You'll just have yourself to blame, so
eat it. Just eat it. All right, welcome back, everybody. We are here, Mino the Mayor, and we're talking with Mr. Sloppy Hog Barbecue. And you're a veteran who struggled a little bit,
per
se, and found an outlet of making the best barbecue in Northeast Wisconsin. We've had it. You've been up in the Door County, and you're going to be setting up shop. You're right out here in front of us right now, that smoker thing going.
Which
that thing is
cool.
Huge. That is like, that's a much bigger trailer than I thought.
Yeah, it's 32 foot.
So are you a welder?
30. Yeah.
Wow. I thought that was interesting how you said you saw the price, and then you thought, well, I'm going to do it myself because I can do it for half. I got a story to tell you. 35 years ago when I got married, we got a price on doing some work in the bathroom, and I said, I can do that, and it cost us twice as much.
And when he flushed the toilet, the shower went out, right?
Learned that one a long time ago, so God bless you for being so handy.
It's funny. I watched an old movie the other day on Jimmy Hoffa. Remember Jimmy Hoffa?
Oh, yeah.
And he was with his little henchman on Danny DeVito, and he goes, hey, how's that project going on doing that kitchen remodel? He goes, it's costing me a bleeping fortune. Well, you know what? You should do some of that work yourself. I am doing it myself. Why do you think it's costing me a bleeping fortune?
Yeah.
And that's true with home projects.
Fox and Hound.
Yep.
So, Cody, do you eat your own stuff? You know, everybody says about a restaurant, are they the greatest cooks at home then? Or do you, like, not want to eat that stuff because you deal with it every day?
It depends. You know, at the end of summer, I don't want to eat it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm burnt out. Now, I'll eat it.
Is this the start of your season pretty much?
Do you
have a season?
I limped through winter. I did here and there.
Yeah.
This next coming winter, I'm shutting down November 1st. I got to have my ACL repaired.
How many events do you have this summer lined up? A lot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
June is booked. May is almost booked.
Where's the place? Is it in Brussels? You set up a lot?
Yeah, Brussels BP.
Brussels BP, yeah.
Close to Merchants, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a great area? I just love that area around there.
Brussels is awesome. And they're so proud of their heritage, you know, that Belgian stuff, they have the parades and everything else. I want to talk about the draft. And I think, you know, it's, I guess they came out with some final numbers, and it's over 300,000, which that's a lot of people.
Yep.
Because it's always 250, 225, and I think they came out with some pretty hard numbers the other day. So you don't need all of them, but... You know, if you could lean into that somehow, because that's unique. And, you know, there's a lot of things that are going to be great there. But I think the more unique, the better. So I hope you make a lot of money. You know, I don't know what your plans are. But
I'm not sure yet. I dropped my permit, you know, like we were talking. So hopefully that'll get approved. And then,
Cody, can we talk about something else real quick here?
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier, just in passing, when Jim asked you, you know, why, and you said you had to get into a place mentally where you were comfortable and doing whatever and take your mind off some other things. Can you, for if we have veterans out there who maybe are struggling a little bit with some certain things, or family members of veterans who might be struggling with certain things, can you just give us a little 60-second get off the couch type of thing? Because I know, I will say this, I've known you for a while now, and I know how deep, dark places you've been.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and actually, I'm coming out of a lull right now. Get up, take a shower, go for a 5-minute walk outside. Take 3 deep breaths of the cold air and feel the cold air when you breathe it. Just don't breathe it. Feel it. That'll help ground you. It'll help bring you back to a little bit of reality. It'll help bring you a little bit out of that sense of downward
despair.
Despair.
Because that is not an easy climb back, isn't it?
No, it is not. And don't be afraid to reach out to me.
I want to talk about, you know, that's an individual thing, showered and breathing. I think, you know, I get all that. But that camaraderie, I want to talk about that a little bit more.
That's a big thing. You know, last night the dispensary did a live podcast over at
Heights. Yep.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
And the wife wasn't too keen on it, but I made her watch The Smoker, and I snuck away for an hour, you know, just to go get away, get with the couple of the guys from and out in a social environment.
Right.
That helped. I was stressing out real bad yesterday. It's been a couple of weeks since I barbecued, so I was out of rhythm. I was out of sync.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just freaking out.
We do that every day here. I mean,
pretty much. And I just go sit in a smoker. I don't even know who the guy is. Just in his backyard. I just go sit in there.
No, that's great that you that helped you get regrounded, or whatever the right word is.
Yep.
And you have to get away a little place in your mind, right, Cody? That's what I've had people tell me.
You have to get, you got to
take a vacation from your mind, is what they say.
Yeah. You got to turn it off.
Yeah.
It's hard to do. You got to find one way or another to turn it off. Lately, my other thing has been carving wooden flags.
Oh, my God. I see those on Facebook. Those are gorgeous. You're that damn guy that I'm so jealous of, because you can do anything. You can create anything. We got a text here. Do you accept cash, card, or both?
Everything.
Everything.
I prefer cash.
Sure.
Cash is king, but I do take card.
And then if somebody wants to hire you, we got 1 minute. If somebody wants to hire you?
Email, Facebook, or 920-255-0128.
You do private parties, you do corporate events, you
weddings, the whole ball of wax.
Right.
And I'm one-stop shop. You hire me, I do plates to buns to sides to the main
entree. That's awesome. That's fun. Well, I'm glad this is working for everyone.
Yep.
Mostly important to you, but I mean, all right, we're going to see you this afternoon. No, 9 o'clock this morning.
9 o'clock.
Once again, where are you at?
Behind
Myers.
Behind Myers, the dispensary in Howard.
Yeah. Outstanding. Those guys from the dispensary are good guys, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
They are.
Cody Kreplin, you're the man. Thank you, my brother. We're going to set a quick break. Mark Houston, Bell & Sports Medicine, Lisa Hale, Ashley Hoffman from the Hotel Northland. Talk about an event Jim and I are doing tomorrow. We got a lot of stuff going on. Stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.